the podcast today, I'm going to embark on our studies today, and it's going to be a topical one. So I'm going to talk about human depravity today. And human depravity is one of the topics that is rarely spoken of by most preachers. I want to let you know that it is not surprising to see a great number of wickedness being committed by human beings, either in this land or in other places. We are not surprised as believers is to be in particular about the things that are going on around us, be it the wars, the trouble, the family disengagement that we are seeing around, be it the abuse and the killings that is going on around us. We are not surprised because we know that human nature is always wicked as portrayed by God himself in the scriptures. And so we're going to look briefly on how this has been portrayed in the scriptures. And so I'm going to read from the book of Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 to 6. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. That simply captures what human being thoughts and what they are all about. Remember, what we are all about is either in our hearts or in our minds. And so human thoughts and the intention of the hearts simply captures what we are all about as human beings. Furthermore, in Jeremiah 17:9, the human heart has been portrayed as one of the deceitful things that is on earth, that anybody who depends on it is not actually acknowledged. And so it is very clear from this scripture that all that we do as human being has an intention of wickedness all the time, that we have seen in our actions and in our thoughts as well. We are going to capture a few things concerning this very important topic. One, we have seen very clear that human wickedness is great in the earth. That is true, but by that time, human beings have become wicked. They wanted actually to build a tower that is reaching to heaven. They want to reach God. That was a wicked thing. It was the bad thing that could happen at that time. We want to even see some of the greatest wickedness that have been committed by other people. Nero is one of the leaders that has been captured over the years as one of the people who has done a great number of wickedness in the land. Nero is portrayed to have killed his stepbrother, killed his own mother, and killed his wife. That simply means that this man, all that he was thinking actually was wickedness. Most of the Christians that have been martyred were actually during that time. You go back to the history and you see how he persecuted a great number of Christians at that time. You will be surprised. Actually used to light up Christians for his garden at night. Nero actually persecuted a great number of Christians during that time when the fire broke out in the 16th century. That was really a great portrayal of wickedness. Another person we see in 1945 is Hitler. Hitler killed 6 million Jews and a great number of them in the gas chamber. That was the greatest thing. Great number of testimonies who have seen, who have witnessed the atrocities that have been committed during the Holocaust are really speaking out nasty things. They have seen actually greatest and the worst situations ever. And so we actually can see how far reaching the human wickedness can go, as far as 6 million people. It was actually hard for people to preserve the museum for that atrocity that were committed by Hitler, because some of the things as human hairs were the one that were left in that place, and people were wondering how could you keep human hair, which at some point portray the personality of an identity of a person. It shed tears from the eyes of people with soft heart to see such a wickedness being committed at that level. That, brothers and sisters, is and can be you as well. Coming to our land, we are not surprised about the killing, the murder, the family disengagement and disagreements, and all the bad things that have been committed over the years and continue to be committed right now. We are not surprised about them. We simply know that God, that man, when left alone, can do the worst thing ever. They can commit all kinds of wickedness as their hearts lead them to do. That if men are left alone without God, they are able to do the worst things ever. And actually, men who are not transformed by the power of the gospel can do the worst things ever that we have witnessed in this land. I could not count how many bad things you have seen as a person. I cannot know how many bad things you have seen in your family. But one thing I know, that a lot and far-reaching a lot of bad things have been committed in this land. What is the remedy? Well, we know that God has always solutions. In the scripture that I've just read to you, it begins that the Lord saw, that simply put, God sees our situations and sees even that wickedness that is going on in our lives. After that, God actually took a decision and responded to that situation. That will mean also that God will always take a decision and action concerning what we are doing as human beings. And so He's in control. He's not surprised about the things that are taking place. God is not like, how did this happen? I didn't know that. No, He's not always surprised about the things we do, but He's always in control of the situation. Number two, we cannot lose hope, because people who have been transformed by the power of the gospel, or rather the believers, have some things to change. We have the righteousness of Christ in us, and we are able to change situations and move them around. People who are close to God and who walk daily with God can do great exploit and do great things. And so we cannot lose hope, brothers and sisters, about the situations of our hearts. In Galatians, the scripture put it that we are in a struggle. In Galatians actually 6, that we are in a struggle, a constant battle between the spirit and the flesh. That person who has been portrayed in that scripture is actually a believer. An unbeliever will also be on the side of flesh. No struggle, no fighting. But a believer will always struggle with flesh and the spirit. That actually shows that we are having some light in us. So let us not lose hope when situations are getting worse around us. We take action because we have some power with us. So let not lose hope, but always be grateful and see that we have something that we can do. When you see wickedness around you, you respond appropriately because you are with God. May the Lord bless you for listening to this podcast. The podcast today, I'm going to embark on our studies today, and it's going to be a topical one. So I'm going to talk about human depravity today, and human depravity is one of the topics that is rarely spoken of by most preachers. I want to let you know that it is not surprising to see great number of wickedness being committed by human beings either in this land or in other places. We are not surprised as believers is to be in particular about the things that are going on around us, be it the wars, the trouble, the family disengagement that we are seeing around, be it the abuse and the killings that is going on around us. We are not surprised because we know that the human nature is always wicked, as portrayed by God Himself in the scriptures. And so, we're going to look briefly on how this has been portrayed in the scriptures. And so, I'm going to read from the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 5 to 6. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. That simply captures what human being thoughts and what they are all about. Remember, what we are all about is either in our hearts or in our minds. And so human thoughts and the intention of the heart simply captures what we are all about as human beings. Furthermore, in Jeremiah 17:9, the human heart has been portrayed as one of the deceitful things that is on earth, and anybody who depends on it is not actually acknowledged. And so it is very clear from this scripture that all that we do as human beings has an intention of wickedness all the time, that we have seen in our actions and in our thoughts as well. We are going to capture a few things concerning this very important topic. One, we have seen very clearly that human wickedness is great in the earth. That is true, but by that time, human beings have become wicked. They wanted actually to build a tower that is reaching to heaven. They want to reach God. That was a wicked thing. It was the bad thing that could happen at that time. We want to even see some of the greatest wickedness that have been committed by other people. Nero is one of the leaders that has been captured over the years as one of the people who has done a great number of wickedness in the land. Nero is portrayed to have killed his stepbrother, killed his own mother, and killed his wife. That simply means that this man, all that he was thinking actually was wickedness. Most of the Christians that have been martyred were actually during that time. You go back to the history and you see how he persecuted a great number of Christians at that time. You will be surprised. Actually, he used to light up Christians for his garden at night. Nero actually persecuted a great number of Christians during that time when the fire broke out in the 16th century. That was really a great portrayal of wickedness. Another person we see in 1945 is Hitler. Hitler killed 6 million Jews, and a great number of them in the gas chamber. That was the greatest thing. Great number of testimonies who have seen, who have witnessed the atrocities that have been committed during the Holocaust are really speaking out nasty things. They have seen actually greatest and the worst situations ever. And so we actually can see how far reaching the human wickedness can go, as far as 6 million people. It was actually hard for people to preserve the museum for that atrocity that were committed by Hitler, because some of the things as human hairs were the one that were left in that place, and people were wondering how could you keep human hair, which at some point portray the personality of an identity of a person. It shed tears from the eyes of people with soft heart to see such a wickedness being committed at that level. That, brothers and sisters, is and can be you as well. Coming to our land, we are not surprised about the killing, the murder, the family disengagement and disagreements, and all the bad things that have been committed over the years and continue to be committed right now. We are not surprised about them. We simply know that God, that man, when left alone, can do the worst thing ever. They can commit all kinds of wickedness as their hearts lead them to do. But if men are left alone without God, they are able to do the worst things ever. And actually, men who are not transformed by the power of the gospel can do the worst things ever that we have witnessed in this land. I could not count how many bad things we have seen as a person. I cannot know how many bad things you have seen in your family. But one thing I know, that a lot and far-reaching a lot of bad things have been committed in this land. What is the remedy? Well, we know that God has always solutions. In the scripture that I've just read to you, it begins that the Lord saw that, simply put, God sees our situations and sees even that wickedness that is going on in our lives. After that, God actually took a decision and responded to that situation that will mean also that God will always take a decision and action concerning what we are doing as human beings. And so he's in control, he's not surprised about the things that are taking place. God is not like, "Ha, how did this happen? I didn't know that." No, he's not always surprised about the things we do, but he's always in control of the situation. Number two, we cannot lose hope, because people who have been transformed by the power of the gospel, or rather the believers, have some things to change. We have the righteousness of Christ in us, and we are able to change situations and move them around. People who are close to God and who walk daily with God can do great exploit and do great things. And so we cannot lose hope, brothers and sisters, about the situations of our hearts. In Galatians, the scripture put it that we are in a struggle. In Galatians actually 6, that we are in a struggle, a constant battle between the spirit and the flesh. That person who has been portrayed in that scripture is actually a believer. An unbeliever will also be on the side of flesh. No struggle, no fighting. But a believer will always struggle with flesh and the spirit. That actually shows that we are having some light in us. So let us not lose hope when situations are getting worse around us. We take action because we have some power with us. So let not lose hope, but always be grateful and see that we have something that we can do. When you see wickedness around you, you respond appropriately because you are with God. May the Lord bless you for listening to this podcast. The podcast today, I'm going to embark on our studies today, and it's going to be a topical one. So I'm going to talk about human depravity today, and human depravity is one of the topics that is rarely spoken of by most preachers. I want to let you know that it is not surprising to see great number of wickedness being committed by human beings either in this land or in other places. We are not surprised as believers is to be in particular about the things that are going on around us, be it the wars, the trouble, the family disengagement that we are seeing around, be it the abuse and the killings that is going on around us. We are not surprised because we know that human nature is always wicked, as portrayed by God Himself in the scriptures. And so we're going to look briefly on how this has been portrayed in the scriptures. And so I'm going to read from the book of Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 to 6. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. That simply captures what human being thoughts and what they are all about. Remember, what we are all about is either in our hearts or in our minds. And so human thoughts and the intention of the hearts simply captures what we are all about as human beings. Furthermore, in Jeremiah 17:9, the human heart has been portrayed as one of the deceitful things that is on earth, and anybody who depends on it is not actually acknowledged. And so it is very clear from this scripture that all that we do as human beings has an intention of wickedness all the time, that we have seen in our actions and in our thoughts as well. We are going to capture a few things concerning this very important topic. One, we have seen very clearly that human wickedness is great in the earth. That is true, but by that time, human beings have become wicked. They wanted actually to build a tower that is reaching to heaven. They want to reach God. That was a wicked thing. It was the bad thing that could happen at that time. We want to even see some of the greatest wickedness that have been committed by other people. Nero is one of the leaders that has been captured over the years as one of the people who has done a great number of wickedness in the land. Nero is portrayed to have killed his stepbrother, killed his own mother, and killed his wife. That simply means that this man, all that he was thinking actually was wickedness. Most of the Christians that have been martyred were actually during that time. You go back to the history and you see how he persecuted a great number of Christians at that time. You will be surprised. Actually, he used to light up Christians for his garden at night. Nero actually persecuted a great number of Christians during that time when the fire broke out in the 16th century. That was really a great portrayal of wickedness. Another person we see in 1945 is Hitler. Hitler killed 6 million Jews and a great number of them in the gas chamber. That was the greatest thing great number of testimonies who have seen, who have witnessed the atrocities that have been committed during the Holocaust are really speaking out nasty things. They have seen actually great, greatest and the worst situations ever. And so we actually can see how far reaching the human wickedness can go, as far as 6 million people. It was actually hard for people to preserve the museum for that atrocity that were committed by Hitler, because some of the things as human hairs were the ones that were left in that place, and people were wondering how could you keep human hair, which at some point portray the personality of an identity of a person. It shed tears from the eyes of people with soft heart to see such a wickedness being committed at that level. That, brothers and sisters, is and can be you as well. Coming to our land, we are not surprised about the killing, the murder, the family disengagement and disagreements, and all the bad things that have been committed over the years and continue to be committed right now. We are not surprised about them. We simply know that God, that man, when left alone, can do the worst thing ever. They can commit all kinds of wickedness as their hearts lead them to do. That if men are left alone without God, they are able to do the worst things ever. And actually, men who are not transformed by the power of the gospel can do the worst things ever that we have witnessed in this land. I could not count how many bad things you have seen as a person. I cannot know how many bad things you have seen in your family. But one thing I know, that a lot and far-reaching a lot of bad things have been committed in this land. What is the remedy? Well, we know that God has always solutions. In the scripture that I've just read to you, it begins that the Lord saw. That simply put, God sees our situations and sees even that wickedness that is going on in our lives. After that, God actually took a decision and responded to that situation. That will mean also that God will always take a decision and action concerning what we are doing as human beings. And so He's in control. He's not surprised about the things that are taking place. God is not like, "Ha, how did this happen? I didn't know that." No, He's not always surprised about the things we do, but He's always in control of the situation. Number two, we cannot lose hope, because people who have been transformed by the power of the gospel, or rather the believers, have some things to change. We have the righteousness of Christ in us, and we are able to change situations and move them around. People who are close to God and who walk daily with God can do great exploits and do great things. And so we cannot lose hope, brothers and sisters, about the situations of our hearts. In Galatians, the scripture put it that we are in a struggle. In Galatians actually 6, that we are in a struggle, a constant battle between the spirit and the flesh. That person who has been portrayed in that scripture is actually a believer. An unbeliever will also be on the side of flesh. No struggle, no fighting. But a believer will always struggle with flesh and the spirit. That actually shows that we are having some light in us. So let us not lose hope when situations are getting worse around us. We take action because we have some power with us. So let not lose hope, but always be grateful and see that we have something that we can do. When you see wickedness around you, you respond appropriately because you are with God. May the Lord bless you for listening to this podcast.